from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The United States announced sanctions against 38 Russian individuals and companies Friday. Among those sanctioned, 7 Russian oligarchs, 12 companies, and 17 senior government officials. Moscow said on Friday it would respond firmly to new U.S. sanctions and that no pressure could make Russia change its course, adding the sanctions will only unite Russian society. The United States imposed the sanctions earlier on Friday in one of Washington's most aggressive moves to punish Moscow for a range of activities, including alleged meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. The trade war rhetoric between the United States and China escalated Friday, with U.S. President Donald Trump threatening tariffs on an additional $100 billion worth of Chinese goods, and Beijing warning it will fight the United States at any cost. Larry Kudlow, the director of National Economic Council under President Trump, explained why the new tariffs were announced.
Technology is at the root of this. Now, that doesn't exclude our manufacturers who get hurt, or even our farmers who might get hurt. But we can't allow China, which is a first world country now, has to play by the rules they're being, but we can't allow them to steal our technology. Because when they steal our technology, Eamon, they're stealing the guts of the American future.
Trump said Thursday he had instructed the U.S. Trade Representative to consider the additional tariffs after China issued a list of U.S. goods, including soybeans and small aircraft worth $50 billion for possible tariff hikes. 3 people are dead after a pair of suicide bombings in Somalia's capital. More on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.